It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
I don't think you're ready.
I ain't ready yet.
Ain't ready. I don't think you're ready for destiny. Yeah, we're live. We're good.
Let me tell you right off. Let me tell you right off the bat. Actually, Duke Gilson Cycle. What's up, Gilson?
Yeah, of course. Your Plan B After Show podcast, which is happening right now, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Serving you now. Give them a call. They are at 269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle, man, if you got two wheels, you got some hog that you want to get on the road, they're going to make sure it's running right. So hit them up. Gilson Cycle, also on Facebook. All right, what were you
saying? We were on four wheels this weekend. Dude, let me tell you right off the bat, I am sore.
Yeah.
My body. I just got up to go upstairs and walk around. And I'm like, today is even worse than yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you thought yesterday would be bad, which it kind of was.
No. Nope.
But today, it's like my legs, like weird spots in my shoulder. You know, we were riding four-wheelers all weekend. Dude, I got my ass whipped all weekend. Didn't even realize it. You know why? They had so much fun. I'm sore from fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time, man. Yeah, we got out there, did some cruising around, did some fishing, did some camping, blew up some stuff, drank.
We hit every corner of fun. Fireworks,
yeah.
Four-wheelers, kayaks, great weather, camping, fires, food.
You should see the bruise on my thigh from those poppers on steroids you gave me. One of the ones I popped, like a chunk. Dude, I have got a silver dollar size bruise on my leg.
So I got I go to the car, and I'm not sure. We're on somebody else's land, you know, we're all social distancing. They're over in their spot. We're over in our spot. But it's not ours. We didn't, you know, pay your sprags, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if fireworks are cool. There's kids running around. Sure enough, the guy's like, yeah, fireworks are sweet, dude. Get them out. We got some big stuff, too. We only did a few of those. But I found these things that I forgot I had, and they're called – you remember, you know, like whippersnappers you throw around?
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
These ones are called snappers on steroids.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like if you take just one – like a battle cat. What were they called? Bottle.
Remember something like that, just the little ones,
the strips of four or whatever.
You know? You got those, or you get. I always used to buy these little packs, and you know what? They look just like they were called water dynamite, and they were waterproof, and you could light them, and it was just it wasn't anything crazy, but it was a decent little pop. You know, it'd give you a good little pop.
But dude, these things you throw. I was like throwing them at lakes because it scares the hell out of people.
Dude,
but man, those things are loud.
They are the greatest thing I have ever played with in my entire life. And they would send some shrapnel when you slap them down. And I got a bruise on the side of my thigh that is just, I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, I got a bruise on my knee.
Yeah.
So we went to that motocross track the very last day, and our buddy, who is just phenomenal on a bike, kid flies around, dude.
Oh yeah.
And he's our age. I'm looking at him like, damn, dude, he's going to be so old.
He's going to feel
that.
He is.
He is, but he's good. You know, he knows what he's doing. So he does his few laps, and, you know, with a bunch of dudes looking, watching him, the dude in you is like, come on, man, I can do that. I can do it.
Yeah.
So we had four-wheelers, and we were taking it around the track. And there was this one four-wheeler, which was expensive. It was a 750. It's kind of like the one we gave away a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. It's really awesome. It's fast. The thing is just badass. I don't want to wreck it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to pay for that thing. I get on top of the hill, dude, and I did. I high-sided it once, and I had to bail. So I, like, jumped off and, like, kicked the seat with my right leg to keep it up on all fours, and I kind of took the punishment from it, you know? And it landed on my knee, dude, and I'm like, oh, God, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, God.
But if I can chalk it up as just a bruised knee after what we were doing, I'll take it.
We did all right. Yeah, oh, for sure. The fact that none of us are dead or severely injured – we did pretty well. We did pretty well. So again, we're smart enough now to know how to ride carefully. Like, we still had fun, but if it would go back 10 years, 23-year-old Brock, I'd have gashes all over my body, broken bones. Like, it would be a mess.
Here's the thing is, to our advantage being older, we don't have the stamina. So like the window of breaking a leg is smaller. Because we get tired. Back in the day, I could ride all day, you know.
And, another 10 minutes, snap femur. That's all I would have taken. Just
something. You know, all the women that were watching were just like, oh, God, just let this end.
Yeah.
They're all on edge.
a bunch of drunk toddlers out there on four wheelers. It was great. So no, it was a good time this weekend, man. It was definitely a bummer when it was all over because you had to come back to the real world and no one likes coming back to the real world. It was nice being up there. Just, you know, the nice part is about going up north, most places you don't get good service. And so you don't have that natural reaction to go to your phone that so many people do. And man, oh man, you could just really, I asked Kiki, I was like, man, did you play Bubble Witch once this weekend? She's like, no. I'm like, that's
good.
Awesome. Awesome.
The camping.
That's right.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's good. You get to unplug.
I use my phone for music. That's it.
Yep.
And I could barely get music. We barely had service up there, but just not checking your phone, not really thinking about it. It was awesome, man.
The key is you have to download your porn before you leave, so you have videos already on there. That's what you got to do.
You went out in the woods. You were doing stuff out in the woods, I bet.
I was just whacking it. I was chopping some wood, if you know what I mean. That's what I was doing.
You have your own little camper there.
Brock, if the campers.
It brought like 7 o'clock. I'm going to go take a snooze. I'm like, yeah, right.
Snooze, huh? If the campers are rocking, Brock's whacking it. That's what it is. You get that bumper sticker made. But no, it was fun, man. I'm excited to do some more camping. The weather was gorgeous all weekend long. I hope that we got, if this weekend was any indication of what kind of summer we got ahead of us, I am super excited because perfect.
I'm pumped again about the kayaks, man.
Yeah.
I didn't get the kayak out once last year.
Yeah.
And we did it twice. We did it twice this weekend. And man, it was, yeah.
Yeah. The only hard part with yours is because you got that battery in there. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it like heavy to haul. Most kayaks.
Oh, shut up.
One
just
person.
Shut up. It is the fucking best kayak. Hey, you know what? Shut up, because we got eight kayaks there. Whose kayak are they coming to and saying, whoa, dude?
Everyone loves
it. It's got a trolling motor, and it's got...
Everyone loves it, but no one would do it because it's ridiculous.
Suck it. You and Ben can suck it, because Ben's saying the same. He's like, yeah. He said the same thing about like my bike the other day. I'm like, dude, who cares if it's heavy? It goes... You guys... are jealous.
No, what it is that, like I said, everyone thinks it's cool, but no one's going to do it because it's not practical at all.
Well, nobody wants to pick it up.
Here's the big thing. I'll give you this. I love it. And I think if I could find a trolling motor to scale with it, the problem is you have a 50-pound fucking thrust. It's so heavy. Everything is so heavy on there.
You got it. Hey. That's why I got the 12-footer.
If I could find
little arms, go ahead. You can get a smaller motor, get a smaller battery so you can handle it.
You know what would be sweet? And I don't know if they make them. Yeah, your weak little arms can't do it. You know what would be sweet is if, and maybe they make them, if they had a trolling motor that had the built-in battery, you get what I'm saying? That would be awesome. Something like that.
Like an all-in-one, that would be sweet.
Because unfortunately, you do. You got to ride. And kayaks, there are certain kayaks, big fishing kayaks, you can absolutely hook a motor up to. But that's the only thing is you got that 70-pound battery on there. And it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to lift this thing up. It's going to bend the kayak in half, man.
Well, dude, I will say it sucks. It's got to have a trailer, man. Putting that thing up, I can do it by myself somehow. But putting that up on my cart ruins my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's it. I'm
If you had a trailer, different story. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't know. You could just paddle, fucking moron.
No, here, shut up. Or you could just paddle. Listen to this. Hey, if Hunter had like some cables, we could all hook up and he could troll us around the whole time so we don't have to paddle.
Well, if it's an option, of course I'm going to take the non-paddling option.
Well,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
You know what? Never going to tell you ever.
I did think about doing the you've probably seen them where you take the drill, the electric drill. And you can put a shaft on there with the blade. And I've thought about that. I have thought about that. The only problem is, though, if you want a decent drill, like I want like a DeWalt, like I want something something that's got some oomph to it. I'm going to spend $100. I'm going to drop it in the water. But it's $100 for the drill. It's like, shit, I might as well just buy a trolling motor at that point. So.
Right. It's made for the.
Exactly.
Now you're coming around. You should do it. I'm telling you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a corded drill. I'm going to put a generator on top of it.
He's got like 600 pounds of equipment. Pull starting his kayak.
All right, well, I'll catch up.
Right. Here's what you need to do. You need to make it so your mini bike motor can easily detach and you just throw it on your kayak. So you have like kind of an all-in-one right
there. Yeah, I'll go see your dad. I'll go see your dad about that. I think he could probably rig something up for you.
Better yet, a way you could just drive the mini bike onto the kayak and use it as.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Now we're thinking. They actually do have something like that with jet skis. It's literally just like a front. So you got your like bow of the boat and you pull your jet ski like into this little set in the middle. So then you can drive around and then you can detach, take your jet ski around. But then you got like a little floating dock and then you pull right back up with the jet ski.
It is a cool contraption.
Awesome. It's like $30,000. So I'll never have one, but you know.
Right.
No, it was a great weekend, man. And it was what was really nice. And even with the social distancing, you know, it's still, that's what's great about nature is you can keep your distance from people and still go out and enjoy it, whether you're fishing, kayaking, doing whatever, riding four wheelers, ATVs. But it was the first time and we felt kind of normal in that sense. Life felt kind of normal. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, all right, we're with people. We're not stuck indoors. We went to a grocery store. I threw my mask on, you know, just so you have that. But the rest of it.
It was a relief. You're absolutely right. There was something subliminal about just the weekend. You know, I mean, obviously you can't hug people and just, you know, go ham like that. But, like, just being around and, like, seeing a friend, you know, and seeing them, like, you could see it in their faces, too. Like, man, this is. Nobody wanted to leave. We were there for 3 days. Usually a night sometimes people are like, all right, I'm good. I had enough. But no, nobody this weekend was like, dude, let's get out of here. We all wanted to stay.
Yeah, I was ready to just call boss man Bill and be like, do best ofs again. We'll be back in a week, man. We'll get the
I'm walking around the camp place looking for service. I'm like, hey, if we get good enough service, bro.
Let's do the show.
We can just broadcast from here, right?
I think they got Wi-Fi at a lot of campsites, man, so we'll be all right. I will say one thing that was kind of funny. When we were at Hardy Dam, as we're pulling in, and that one, it was like Oxbow Park or something like that, the sign said campground is closed, but there was so many fucking campers there, and I'm like, did people just like say, fuck it, we're just gonna pull in and
you're
do this?
Camping. So when you said that, you guys said that, I think, Kiki said it, didn't she?
She mentioned it. Yeah.
So when we pulled out and we were leaving, we kind of looked around and we were kind of looking for it. And you were right. There are tons and tons of RVs.
Yeah.
But I only noticed like a few of them with like chairs out. So like, I think people just like rent spots, right? And then they like leave their stuff there the whole year and they just kind of go as they come and go.
There's campgrounds that do that. Like, you know, Engineer Terry, he does that. He's got that spot over in Decatur and everything like that. So they have those. But it said the campground was closed. So unless it was permanent residents or, like, you know, people that do year-round stuff, I honestly don't know.
Maybe this is what it was. Because, like, a couple weeks ago, we were calling around campgrounds trying to figure out, hey, you guys open? Are you guys letting people in? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Most of the bigger campgrounds were, like, no tent camping. Like, we're not taking any tents, it's got to be on wheels and you have to have like an RV basically.
Basically
what they're saying is like, hey, if you rent out a spot from us for the entire year, yes, you can come to your own RV and camp.
But
generally, yes, the campground's closed. That's why you don't see a bunch of kids and you know, people in tents. And
it's weird.
I didn't think they're allowing pop-ups at most of these places.
Really?
Like you had to have like an RV there.
Huh.
And then you could go.
So. I don't know. Who knows?
I'd rather be in a tent anyway.
Yeah.
Camping's about being outside, right?
Yeah. That's coming from a guy who's never had a camper. It's so much better with a camper.
Shut up.
It's great. Well, man.
You know what I mean? Like you got a camper. These guys have like full blown yacht.
Oh,
like,
dude,
yacht RVs,
the buses like, with like leather right. recliners in there. Yeah.
Must be like Burt Reynolds or something, dude. Jeez.
It's a Burt Reynolds camper. No, but it was a great weekend, man. I had a lot of fun with you and the missus and looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah,
doing
some
more social distancing camping but looking forward to seeing our buddy Smith pee in a bottle and throw up in his tent again.
I love how he just kinda leaned into it. He's like, Yeah,
that's what it was.
And it happened.
I went ham. You know, went ham.
I didn't even know he was that drunk, really. Real quick story. This is how I knew he was drunk the very last night.
Yeah.
Smith, when he is when he gets buzzed, like there's a little bit of mischievous inside of him that like he can harness, but he really can't harness when he drinks.
Yeah.
So it will never do anything destructive out of just nowhere. But like if somebody gives him the go ahead for something, like he'll do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the Boom story came about. Like his buddy was getting in a fight and his buddy looked over at Smith and was like, "You're going to hit this guy? Boom." It's just like, it just happened, you know? So it happened the other night. You guys went to bed. It was me, Smith and Ben.
Yep.
All around the fire. And I had bottle rockets and they were just laying around and Smith grabbed the whole package of them. And jokingly, Ben says, "Oh, hey, man, you should throw those in the fire." Dude, didn't even think about it. The whole package, boom, right in the fire. Dude, I jumped up and grabbed the whole pack and kind of threw it. Dude, what are you doing? It's like 3 a.m. We're at a spot that we're like, we don't even know the people, basically, that we're staying there with. I have a bunch of tents that my dad's tent is over there just ready to get burnt down. I'm like, Smith just doesn't –
doesn't give a
dude, he didn't even think about it. Like, yeah, you should throw those fireworks. They were already in the fire.
Already in the fire. Like, he was waiting for it. He was waiting for the go ahead. Oh, right. I love it. Give him an inch, he throws fireworks in the fire. That's what it is. Yeah. No, it was a good weekend, man. So, well, we're back at it now, back at in the real world doing our stuff. So, hopefully, everyone had a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend, and we'll have more stories for you as the week goes on. But, yeah. That's really all I got for today, man. I got some things I got to take care of and work on, get some more chores done, mow the yard, all that good shit. So that's what I'm doing.
Wait, mow the dandelions, basically. That's what you're saying.
It pretty much through.
Dude, I mowed last week, and then like, the next day I look up.
Oh, you mowed?
Tons of dandelions. Oh, yeah, dude. I mowed the hell out of my lawn.
So stupid. All right, let's get the hell out of here. On that note, thank you, everyone, for watching the Plan B After Show video podcast. Or if you're listening online, thank you for listening online. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next time. As always, the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Also, give them a call. They're at 269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle, getting your cycles taken care of. All right, we'll see you next time on the After Show podcast. Later.
just turn.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right. It's my bike. My bike. My bike.
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.